Welcome back to Sports Wrap with me, Nathan. Wow, it was a massive weekend in the NRL and AFL, the two codes here in Australia. And we will start with the AFL and my mighty Swans, who unfortunately went down in an epic, and I mean epic, game against the Brisbane Lions up in Brisbane this weekend, just gone. Very brave effort by the Swans. Two injuries, players ruled out by the start of the second quarter. Dane Rampey and who was the other one? Tom Papley. Both expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Papley with a ankle injury and Dane Rampey with a strained calf muscle. Haywood also had an ankle injury, but he got it taped up. Probably had a painkiller or two, and he returned to the field and was crucial in the dying minutes. But the Swans unfortunately fell 2 points short to the Lions, who have now won 7 straight. And after looking dead and buried early in the season, 4 wins and 7 losses, have rebounded now and now sit third on the ladder, two and a half games behind the Swans. What a back and forth game that was. I honestly didn't know who was going to win that for most of the game. The Swans played extremely well, but just you feel like they just ran out a bit of steam with the reduced players on the bench and just couldn't match it with Brisbane in the last quarter. But once again, slow start, 31-9 at quarter time. We've got to do something about that if we're going to make the grand final and hopefully win the grand final. But on the other hand, Brisbane, they have rebounded immensely. They're looking like a top four team again. And at this stage, they would be my pick to play Sydney in the grand final in September. But we'll see. They've got a big game this week against their crosstown rivals, the Gold Coast Suns. Well, not really crosstown, but you know what I mean. This will be the Suns' biggest game in their history, I reckon. They'll probably, this will be their last chance to make the, if they can win this game, they will enhance their chances of making the finals. But if they lose, I think that's their season done and dusted. Been a good first season for their new coach up there, Hardwick. But considering they haven't won away so far this year and they've won all their home games, something they're really going to have to work on. But a win for the Lions in that game, I reckon that will, it's not going to secure them a top four spot, but they are definitely tracking to looking like they'll have the second chance come the finals time. Moving on. How good is it to see how bad the Pies are playing? I'm not a hater. Well, when it comes to the Pies, I am. But they looked terrible against a young Hawks who just put them to the sword. They just look worlds apart. If you told me at the end of that game who you think is more of a chance of making the eight, definitely the Hawks. They are on the up. And they're young and they're fun and they do goal celebrations. It's not really been an AFL thing, but here they are taking selfies with each other and it's different, let's just say that. But, you know, each to their own, and they are definitely making it more fun. And Ginnivan, who just was released, basically told he wasn't wanted anymore by the Pies last year, playing against his old team, had probably the best game of his career. And well done to the young fella. He looked sensational. And I believe the Hawks are finals bound. I reckon they'll finish 6, 7, or 8, around that mark. Probably losing the first week of the finals, but what a season, considering they were probably tipped to be in the bottom four. And after 4 or 5 weeks, they looked like they were going to be in the bottom four, but they really clicked into gear so far in this second half of the season, and they are looking great. Who is not looking great are the Bombers, who have started to struggle big time, and their massive drought of winning a finals game, which is something like 20 odd years, looks like it's going to continue, in my opinion. They had a shocking loss against the Crows, who, you know, were near the bottom of the ladder. If you're up by 15 points with 10 minutes to go in that situation, the Bombers can't lose that at home against the Crows, who don't have a chance of making the finals. You're trying to get a top four spot, or at least a top eight, and to choke that game away. Ooh, hard watch for Bombers fans, who I think the drought is going to continue. So, I mean, yeah, it was an interesting round of footy. Oh, didn't mention the Bulldogs. Wow, they went down to Geelong in atrocious weather, terrible conditions, but they made Geelong look terrible. Wouldn't have picked that. I didn't pick that. I lost money on that. But anyway, that's another story. So, if you ask me right this second who will be the top four coming into the finals, I reckon Swannies will finish top, and then I don't know which order, but the Bulldogs, the Lions, and who did I say? Bulldogs, Lions, and I think Carlton will regather. They've lost a bit of form in the last few weeks, but I think they will regather their form and finish in the top four, and that will make for an interesting finals series. But we're still 5 weeks away from there, so let's just see how this incredibly crazy season continues. Now, moving on to the NRL and my Rabbitohs, who had a win. I think you can say it was a win. We beat the bottom place Tigers in, let's just say terrible style. I think the final score was 42-28. I don't know how you give up 28 points to the Tigers, but anyway, we did. But we also scored 42, so that was a good thing. Player of the match for me was Damien Cookie Cook, who, playing in his 200th game for the Mighty Bunnies, had to switch from hooker to the centres because of injury, and took up the goal kicking, and apparently he can kick goals. He can do it all. He's a beach sprinter, move into the centres, kicks brilliant goals from the sidelines. He did it all. Without him, well, we still probably would have won it against the Tigers, but good to see Cookie have a great game in his 200th for our club. Pity he's leaving us next year, going to the Dragons, but it is what it is. Now, can we still make the finals? I'm going to say no, but if we can win the next two games, we've got coming up in the next 2 weeks are the Raiders and Sharks. If we win those two games, we give ourselves a glimmer of hope, but we do finish the season by playing Penrith and Melbourne. So we really, 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 really need to win the next two. If we can do that, we give ourselves a shot. But it would be incredible if we managed to do it. Touching on the other things going on in the NRL this weekend, I can't see any other teams other than Melbourne, Penrith, and we'll say the Roosters, but they're not looking great. But I think it's a hands down Melbourne Penrith grand final. Unfortunately, those two teams, they're just model of consistency. Nathan Cleary was back for Penrith this week, missing all the players who played for Origin basically, and they still go out and win. Down trailing 12-26 with about 18 minutes to go against the Dolphins, and Nathan Cleary brings them back from the dead, and then in extra time kicks a 45-meter field goal to win the game. He's a freak. They're a freak. They'll probably be in another grand final. They'll be five straight, aiming for their fourth win in a row. What can you say? Like, you can't hate them. Well, you can. But they're just so good. It's unbelievable what they're doing at the moment. And Melbourne, they've just been good for 20 years straight. It's pretty incredible what those two clubs have been able to do recently. But for me, all right, hands down, the best team of the year so far is the Bulldogs. I would have picked them for bottom two, but they just keep performing. Fair enough, they lost this week in a very tight game against the North Queensland Cowboys up in Townsville, but they're in every single game. I can't remember the last time they weren't a chance of winning with 5-10 minutes to go. They just show up every single week, put in the effort, and they just play super hard. It's just pretty impressive. But yeah, coming into the finals, I just think it's the top four. That's pretty much no one outside of the top four definitely can win it. But I'm hoping my team can get up there, but not really looking too positive. But you never know. Stranger things have happened in sport. Go to Bunnies! Now, moving on to the Formula One. Oh my gosh. Aussie Oscar gets his first Formula One win. Oh, what a race that was. I wouldn't say he dominated from the start, but he got a flying start. Starting from second, got past his teammate, Lando Norris, and controlled the race for the first third of the race and looked awesome. Max definitely was a little bit off his game. He had a poor start, ran wide at the first corner, had to let Lando back through, and it was pretty much status quo for most of the race at the Hungaroring in Hungary. But it all came down to the pits, and for some strange reason, they pitted Oscar first ahead of Lando, which meant when Lando came out, he was in front of Oscar, and the team told him to let him back past. Took him about 15 laps, and he wasn't going to do it. Bit of controversy, back and forth over the radio, the team telling him, he was like, he's got to pass me. Eventually, on only two laps to go, he eventually let Oscar back past. But what was going on behind that was a very frustrated and annoyed Max trying to constantly come back because he was being left out too long on bad tyres, so he had to fight back through all the time. And with about 15 laps to go, he decided to make a massive lunge down the inside to try pass Hamilton, and they collided. Luckily, neither of them got too much damage. Hamilton managed to finish third. Max dropped down to fifth, and that's where he finished. So he had a poor race. But, you know, that's for him, fifth is definitely a poor outing. But who cares, because an Aussie back on the top step. Go, Oscar. It was also pretty good because I had money on him to win the race, so that helped even more. But it's clear to see McLaren now have the best car in Formula One. So they are trailing Red Bull by about, I think, 56 in the constructors' title. And I think if Red Bull don't do something and replace Checo, who once again crashed in qualifying, started at the back of the field, had to fight all race to get back, ended up finishing seventh, which was a fair result for him. But, he's just so out of form and just not doing anything. They have to possibly now make the decision to replace him. And I was just going through some articles yesterday, and it looks like he's got one last chance this weekend in Spa to turn things around. Otherwise, it looks like Daniel Ricciardo may be getting the move, switching from the junior team back to Red Bull for the remainder of this season, which is amazing, even though Daniel's also not driving all that well. But I think he would do a better job in the Red Bull than Sergio definitely is at the moment. And I think if they don't make the change, I think they're going to lose the Constructors' title to McLaren, because they have two extremely fast drivers who are up the top every weekend, and they just look good. And now that Aussie Oscar has got his first race win. He's going to be super confident. Lando's obviously super fast. And you got to remember Mercedes, they now look like they're nipping at the heels of being just as fast as the Red Bull. So, and who knows, Ferrari might turn it around and they might start performing. But it's definitely going to be a great second half of the year. So after this weekend, they go on break for 3 weeks. No one's allowed to do anything. And I think that's when Red Bull will make the switch, because they've got a history of it. They've done it two or three times at the mid-season break. They've replaced their second driver. Let's hope for Daniel's sake they choose him. Or they could go Liam Lawson, who's their reserve driver. He's a Kiwi, so, you know, almost Aussie, but not quite. But either way, oh, how good is the second half of this Formula 1 season going to be? Especially if McLaren can continue pushing the way they are. And it's just going to be a great second half of the season. So, but that's enough for that. So, who is looking forward to having no sleep for the next 2 to 3 weeks? No? Just me? Well, I am not going to be sleeping, because starting tomorrow, basically the Olympics don't officially start tomorrow, but they do unofficially start tomorrow with the Rugby Sevens starting. So I'll be not sleeping much at night anymore for the next 3 weeks, because sport pretty much non-stop. How good is that? You got, obviously, the Rugby Sevens start tomorrow. You got the Matildas kicking off their campaign on Friday morning. It's just going to be a fantastic 2-3 weeks of sport. Obviously, yeah, like I said, the Matildas, the basketball starts up. You got the Dream Team, you got the Aussies. Hopefully the Aussies can get themselves a medal in the men's and women's. So let's hope the Aussies can go get a record haul of golds, silvers and bronzes. And let's all just have no sleep and enjoy the sporting epic nature of the Olympics. And go Aussie, go! Well, that's a wrap for this week. So everybody go out, well, sit at home, watch your sport, enjoy your sport. And I will talk to you all next week. Have a great week, guys. See ya!